everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Joining us each and every Wednesday, Arsenio Hall.
What's up, man? How you
nice
doing?
Nice to see you, man.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Didn't get to, you know what? My son was listening to the show, okay? Every now and then, I can't let him listen live.
Right.
But if there's a part that an eight-year-old can hear,
sure,
I'll go back and let him hear pieces so he knows what I do on Wednesday night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because right.
I talk about hump night at home, you know, and he'd like to know what that is.
But isn't every night for you hump night?
Well, yeah, but I just do the rest off the radio. You know,
right.
I do hump night at the crib 6 nights a week, and it's a whole different thing. But, it, you know, but anyway, I played some stuff for him, and he heard you say that you didn't have an iPod.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So we went to the mall, and he talked me into getting you an iPod for Father's Day. I went through the whole thing about Tim will think that's gay. I went through the part about he really doesn't care. Son, he's different. And also, he's not your dad. I know what people have told you, but Tim Conway's not
nice
your dad.
You,
so we don't buy him stuff. But,
right.
But I swear.
Well, that's
I,
very nice of him and you. Jesus,
and you
look
know,
at this,
and
man.
And you know what?
I'll definitely use it.
He wrote Wild Wild West is the only song he put on it. Because you had said
I love that,
that was your track. So,
wow, that is
so
sensational.
That's your iPod. Have your two-year-old show you how to work it.
Thank you very much, man. And what is your son's first name?
Arsenio Sharon Hall.
I'll remember that. Arsenio.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, that's very nice imagine, of you and Arsenio Jr. Look at that.
Imagine that conference room, that think tank. You know, what are we going to name it? You know, is it Hallie?
Well,
Hallie is good.
I almost went with my daughter. I have a daughter who's 2.5. I wanted to call her Timothy.
Right? Oh, Bubba.
See, she's still and
my
can't
wife's
get
like,
over
no. She's not going to go through life with Timothy. But that's probably a cool name for a girl, Timothy. No? Bad vibes?
If she's going to do something in this town, you know, like
this is beautiful. Thank you very much, Arsenio. That is an Arsenio Jr. That's great.
I can tell you don't
an
have
iPod
one
Touch
because you haven't opened it. You're just looking at the John Lennon photo
know
on the front.
Right. But I mean, I literally, I've never had an iPod, and my wife has one. Her sisters have them. I think my daughter has one. And everybody I know has an iPod except me. Everybody.
Tim, my son's 8, and he said, Dad, there's no reason why a man should not have an iPod in 08. You know?
Well, she's right. I mean, he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
But that is very nice of you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
That is great. And
Wild West. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. Put some more tracks on there. Put your white music on there.
Yeah. You could download radio shows on there, too, and movies, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, on the plane, it's your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
absolutely
when you're sitting next to a fat, chatty guy from Pacoima.
Yeah, but that happens in first class?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
As a matter of fact, it's some fat people with money, Tim.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and they chat, huh?
Oh, Tim. Tim, about sit-ups
and
bizarre non-sequiturs you wouldn't even imagine.
Yeah. Have you noticed that when you get on a plane in the evening, you're taking an all-night flight,
mm-hmm,
that everybody on the plane has like your sense of humor? But you get on a morning flight, man, and they laugh at the funkiest, dumbest crap ever, you know? You know, like a stewardess will say, would you like a pillow? He goes, yeah, but I'd take a blanket in too if you don't mind. You know, everyone, it's like, what the Christ? Where was the joke there, gang?
I bet there's some people in their cars right now saying, or watching the internet, listening at home, thinking like, I never had that experience. Never heard that kind of humor on my
flight. Morning humor is different than evening humor. Absolutely.
It just seems like people are always angry on those morning flights.
Well, morning flights are filled with guys who are morning people,
mm-hmm,
and they get on those flights in New York, and they're up. You know, they're reading that paper, they're having the breakfast, and they're moving.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, you're not doing that at 6 a.m.
Yeah, and when I'm there, since I'm not a part of that culture, I'm angry.
Right? Oh,
I think
right.
I project my anger to everyone else. But really, these men, this is what they do, and they're very happy.
Right.
You know?
All right. Speaking of movies with my brand-new iPod here, I went to see Kung Fu Panda with my daughter.
Oh, okay.
And my dad went.
Really?
And my sister went, and my niece went
you
as well.
Did you go to the Magic Johnson Theater and support my boy?
We didn't.
Oh.
We went to a theater in the Valley. What is it called? The Galleria.
Oh, the new one.
The Arc Light out there?
The rebuilt Arc Light.
Yeah. So I haven't gone to a movie in a while, and I'll tell you how long it's been since I've been to a movie. I pull up to see the 4 o'clock show with my daughter, mm-hmm, and you know, I park the car, I go up there. And the guy says, first of all, I go in the door and nobody takes my ticket. Nobody's outside buying tickets. You have to buy tickets inside. Mm-hmm. I was used to a theater where you buy tickets outside and then you go in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That doesn't happen anymore.
You know, they let you go in and purchase their popcorn and leave now. So they have a whole new game going on. Because, hey, keep in mind, with the flood in Iowa and the prices of corn, they want you to come in because in about a month, popcorn will be $200. Yeah, you know, right. Come on, you know, you don't have to buy nothing. Just get some corn and leave. You know, it's going to be crazy.
Well, I had, I walk in there and the guy says to me, he said, what movie do you like to see? And I'm with my daughter and I'm like, well, Kung Fu Panda. And she's only 2.5 and I'm 45. So you figure it out, the math, right?
Do the math, okay.
$20.50. Mm. I said, what? $20 and what? This is a 4 o'clock show.
Yeah, they used to have an early bird price.
Yes. Like $4.
Yeah.
And the kids are free.
Yeah.
$20.50. And he says to me, he goes, where do you want to sit? And I said, well, I'll find my own seat. He said, no, this is assigned seating.
Oh, no.
I said, are you crazy?
What
I don't
is this,
know where
Wicked?
I'm
you know? Hey, is Tina going to have a wedding up in this?
I'm not buying Laker tickets here.
Yeah.
I want, I'll find my own seats in there. But $20.50 I thought was a lot for a 4 o'clock show with one man and 1 2.5-year-old daughter.
Yeah, she should ride free. Man.
She should ride free because she sat on my lap the whole time. Anyway, she loved this movie. And I don't like animation movies that much. Some of the Shrek stuff is pretty good.
How about Family Guy?
Family Guy is good, but I mean, like the movies in animation, you know, the ones that take so long to do and everything has to look perfect and all that stuff. And I don't find them that amusing. But this movie, Kung Fu Panda, is one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Whoa!
Yeah, it really is terrific.
Now for those who aren't watching the webcast, he looks sincere. Because sometimes there's a smile of sarcasm, right. And I know some other stuff is coming.
Yes.
But you seem like you like this.
Absolutely right. Now, by the way, Arsenio mentioned this, and I failed to do this. This is live on the internet right now. So if you go to 971freefm.com, that's 971freefm.com, you can see Arsenio dressed up in his green shirt.
Well, Father's Day watch. I had green.
Wow, look at that.
My son gave me a big, this is a big-ass watch.
It is a big-ass watch.
I think it'd be fair to say that. It has a green, that's ostrich or alligator or something very ethnic. And I had to wear green to match this damn watch.
Now, you have a green ring on as well.
you had to point that out, didn't you?
Well, they're going to see it on these. And green shoes.
You're not even wearing your wedding ring. Oh, here we go. Okay.
And green gap on your hat. And I believe, there it is. Those are our Arsenio shoes. I hope you can see
that. And by the way, I've never done this before.
Okay. And green glasses, I believe. Green tinted glasses.
You know,
he's going for it.
And my pimp hand is very
strong.
And
I don't want to speak out of school because he has headphones on, but I believe there's the green earring.
You know what? You just know me. You just bet that there'll be, look, check.
There he is.
Yo.
There it is.
My pimp hand is
that,
slapping
man.
The world right now. Would you, emeralds.
Look at that. It's beautiful.
You go, dog.
Anyway, so go to 971freefm.com right now and check us out. We're live on the internet. You can see Arsenio Hall, and we'll be doing the show from 8, or right about now. I mean, we started at 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock at night. So, again, 971freefm.com. Scroll down, and you'll see a picture of us. Click on that, and you'll enjoy the video.
That might have been a Freudian. Did you say
.com? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Kong, because...
Oh, Kong, no.
You know, well, actually, that wouldn't make sense either, because I think what I was thinking about is the Hulk.
Oh,
the
right, yeah, the
Hulk.
Hulk.
Have you
number,
seen that?
No, I've not seen it, but I met the guy that did the special effects for it. The number one movie last weekend. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, yeah, you got to take your kid to see this thing.
Really?
The Incredible Hulk made $55 million on their opening weekend. Now, Kung Fu Panda came in second. It was only it's only been out for 2 weeks, and it's already made $117 million in 2 weeks.
And $117 million, ironically, is the same number that Ed McMahon's wife spent in December.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I guess she's the reason he's got to leave the house. Huh?
Yeah. See, we've been tipping around it for a couple of weeks, but the reality is what happened. Some chick put Ed in the pole house. Okay, we've been talking about, well, he had so many shows and his house wasn't paid for and what? And he broke his neck and his house had mold and everybody's tipping around.
Right.
Yo, this hoe is doing something that's very familiar in this town.
Spending that dough,
yes,
man.
Yes, indeed.
You got to watch him.
Whew.
They will spend you right out of your,
have a good
right out of Beverly Hills.
You have a good woman. When you read an Ed McMahon article, you have to sit and say, God, you sent a good woman to my house.
You're absolutely right. My wife the other day wore a brand new shirt, and I said, hey, where'd you get that? And she said, I got it at Target. I said, really? You bought it at Target? And I felt bad that, you know, that she's like, you know, buying clothes at Target. But she looked good, and she liked it, and saved me a few bucks. What the hell?
The additional money you get for the webcast should buy.
I hope you see something in your check, by the way.
We have our own personal little private jokes that we tell every now and then, just where we make each other laugh. You know, but hey, can I tell you something? This is the difference in your wife and my ex. My ex bought me a shirt that cost $7,000.
Are you kidding
with
me?
With my money.
What?
She bought me a shirt with my money.
And, holy crap. Hey, where'd she get the shirt?
We were traveling, and she bought this shirt that there were three of them, I guess. And
total.
Yeah, three total. Like, I care.
Right.
You know, hey, a Quicksilver, where they make 7,000 of them, I'm fine with that.
Right.
And if you pay $7,000 for a red shirt out of my bank account, I need a BJ from the shirt. I need the shirt to like lick my nipple or something.
Right.
Can I say the N-word?
I think you can. I don't know. Yeah.
Can I say either of them?
Yeah.
If you nipples. Call Jack Silver one, I think you can.
You can say nipples, right?
Oh, that word.
Yeah, that was easy.
Jack Silver, you black nipple, you.
All right, we're gonna get back to that, but first I got a joke for you.
Oh, okay.
A guy walks into a whorehouse and he has $1,000 cash on him. Mm-hmm. And he says to the madam, I'd like the ugliest woman to give me the worst sex ever. And she's like, what? With $1,000, I'll give you my hottest chick with the best sex ever. He said, no. He said, I'm homesick, not horny.
You see, Sam's laughing all the way to West Hollywood.
Sam, we love that.
And we
one.
Heard it.
And,
hey, Sam.
I can't remember. Robbie Fox told me that today, and I think he heard it from Andy Breckman, but he's not sure if Andy wrote it or not. I don't know who wrote it, but I'd like to give credit to him.
Robbie's funny. Hey, Jay Leno told me a joke.
Oh, yeah?
Kid walks in, and guy is making love to the mom. You know, the mom is facing out of the window, and the dad's behind her, and they're making that kind of love, and they're going at it, and it looks kind of rough and violent. And the next day, the father walks into the kid's room after school about 4 o'clock, and the kid is behind grandma.
Oh,
and
boy.
The kid is making love to grandma and pulling her hair and saying things to her like, you my grandma, you know. And the father said, what are you doing? He said, oh, it's not so funny when it's your mama, huh? I don't know if Jay wrote that, but he killed me with it. And you can imagine, in person, he tells it different.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine. Yeah. With the physicality.
Oh,
of it, right?
Yeah. He's good at it.
All
yeah,
right.
I'm so with this kid.
Well, thank God you won't see that. You'll hear that joke in Kung Fu Panda. But mm-hmm. Now The Happening is out. I don't know what that is. A Fox movie. I guess it's made a ton of dough. And Don't Mess with Zohan. And
I saw that.
Is it good?
You know, I'd watch Adam Sandler pee in a Dixie cup. You know, he's a funny guy. I enjoyed it. I
have you watched? Can you do that?
You know what? Sometime when I interrupt you with something, I regret it. You should just let him keep on reading. What you interjected was not necessary. Go on. Keep going.
Have you seen him do that?
You know, I'm not going to spread no rumors.
They're running out the top five is Indiana Jones. But considering it's $20.50 for a grown man and his 2-year-old daughter to go to the movies, we have to rely on people who have seen these movies out there. Is there anything else worth seeing out there? Mm. All right, here are the phone numbers. I don't rely on critics anymore. I think that most of the studios have bought these critics off, or the critics have become too jaded. They're too angry. They all want to do something else. I mean, nobody ever grew up and said to themselves, you know, like in third, fourth, fifth grade, I'd like to be a movie critic when I grow up.
Yeah.
They all want to be writers, or they want to be, you know, actors. And they sort of fell back after some of their dreams blew up. They fell back into the TV critic and movie critic business.
See, I was shocked. I interviewed Roger Ebert once, and he started talking about writing in his early career. I think he wrote one of the Valley of the Dolls type movies.
Yeah, I think
you know?
He did, yeah.
Yeah, and I never knew that. So I kind of found him more credible then because, at least you wrote films. Some of these guys, where they started like PR or they were grips.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's nice to know at least he wrote.
But you know what would be nice? If some of these guys, like Tom Hanks or mm-hmm. Spielberg,
Eddie Griffin.
Yeah, or Eddie Murphy. Some of these guys who've made so much money where they can piss people off in town, and they become movie critics. I think that'd be a huge show.
I like that.
You know? But they'll piss too many people off. They can't, you know, Eddie Murphy can't do a movie with a guy and then 2 weeks later trash him for another movie he's done.
Well, maybe we couldn't get the top shelf guys, but would it be an interesting concept if it was just actors? I mean, kind of people we like if Ed Asner.
Or my dad. Get my dad to sit down and look at a movie and tell us what he thinks.
I would
watch
that.
I think you get an honest answer.
I would watch that.
Yeah, I think
we could
have
TV people do silver screen people.
Right.
Like TV people critiquing silver screen people.
There you go. But I think my dad would be too kind because he is to everybody in the business. He'd say he loves everything. Speed Racer was his favorite movie. Susan Sarandon, an unbelievable job.
Joel Silver right now, his nipples are hard just hearing that your dad liked Speed Racer.
he probably would say that. but anyway, folks, is there anything else out there right now worth seeing? Because if I'm going to spend $20 to go to the movies, it's not like the old days where you spend $4 or $5, and if you didn't like it, well, you're out $4. But now with gas prices, you got to save every penny you have. And I honestly, God, I think that people out there who are just the average day blue-collar workers, you're going to and from your job, you're working your ass off, you take the family to the movies on weekends, or perhaps you slide out with a buddy and see the movies, anything out there for your dollar worth watching this weekend. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, there's a site out there, and it's called The Movie Times. It's the-movie-times.com. And they've put together a list of all the movies that some of the top actors have done and how much money they've made in these movies. And if you take, for instance, Ben Affleck, I'm going to have you guess right here. How many movies do you think Ben Affleck has done that have made over $100 million? And I'll tell you how many he's made.
With Ben, how many has he made total?
28.
28.
28 major movies.
You know, Ben is a guy we like. Women love to look at him. And he started off very strong. But I got a feeling the answer is going to be like 2. 6. Wow.
Yeah.
Very good, Ben.
It started with Good Will Hunting, Armageddon. That one made $200 million.
See, but now, was that his movie?
No, but he was in it.
That's like saying Car Wash belonged to Franklin Ajayi. You know?
Shakespeare in Love. what else did he do here? Pearl Harbor.
What's the one he did with his ex-wife? When he was B-Lo. What was that movie?
Not so good. What was that?
Geely.
Yeah.
$6 million.
B-Lo, J-Lo, go!
Geely, man. But anyway, so if you look at this, site, it's The Movie Times, and you look up actors. Let's look up your movie here. I mean, your guy here. Let's Eddie Murphy.
I thought you meant RuPaul.
No,
my guy.
All right, let's look up Eddie Murphy here. Eddie Murphy has made 33 major movies. How many movies have made over $100 million?
By the way, that wasn't Eddie. That was Yakov.
Oh, that was Yakov?
Very obscure reference, but
is that right?
You know Yakov laughed like that before Eddie did.
Really?
What the country.
How much of Yakov's act has Eddie stolen over the years? Is it a significant portion?
I think there was a reference to Brewster's Millions that got laughs one time, and it was actually Yakov's joke.
All right, here's...
Okay, I'm being too obscure. All of a sudden, only Dennis Miller's listening.
No, here's a clip of Eddie Murphy doing his comedy act. Here we go.
Hi. My name is Yakov Smirnov. I am a comedian from Russia.
Does sound like Eddie.
Yeah.
Wait. Thank you very much.
All right, enough with this act.
Yakov doing foo-foo. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it is. All right, Eddie Murphy's made 33 major movies. How many have made over $100 million?
Wow. You know, I saw him in a USA Today article where they were talking about the top box office guys, and it seems like he was very successful. Like it was like more than 50% of his movies have made over $100 million. Was that right?
Close. 13. Yeah.
Wow.
Out of 33. That is a terrific average, by the way. And, you know, some of the movies that have made that kind of money, Shrek the Third, Daddy Daycare, and, of course, Dr. Doolittle, and The Nutty Professor.
Wait, can I tell you a quick Nutty Professor antidote?
Dr. Doolittle, too.
Nutty.
Nutty Professor, $128 million.
Check this out, Tim. He had to audition.
What?
He wanted to do it. He had talked to Jerry Lewis about being a creative consultant. they didn't want him to do it.
Is that right?
And then they said, maybe you could do it and we can put other comedians around you to help the project work. You know, it was that point where people were starting to lose faith in him because he had a couple bad ones. When the reality is some of Eddie's bad ones are in the top 10 of the movies that year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember one time he had Beverly Hills Cop. It was number one. Golden Child was number five. It was bad for him, but it was only based on his personal best type evaluation.
Now, Beverly Hills Cop made $234 million in 1984 dollars. You have to double that now. I mean, with the movie prices, it probably would make over $600 or $700 million. Coming to America, $128 million. Congratulations. How much of that?
I still get a check for a nickel every now and then.
All right, what is worth looking at out there? These prices are too high to take a shot. Shot in the dark here. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. We're live on the internet. Go to 971freefm.com. That's 971freefm.com.
Bobby Brown.
And click on the audio and the video there. You can watch it and look at it.
Yeah!
All right, it's Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
And swelling in the background is the sound of Eddie Murphy, "My Girl Loves to Party All the Time," which is why we got a divorce.
All right. Party all the time.
Ugh! I like to make that noise. I don't have gas or anything, but ugh! It's a very soulful.
Have you also made that noise when you did have gas?
Yeah. You know, you know what I mean? Oh! Well, actually, it has a little moment in the middle there that's different.
Yeah.
But James Brown used to sound like he had gas problems.
Oh, yeah,
His best records sounded like there was gas in the studio.
I think that's why people liked it.
Yeah.
The guy who had worse gas than they do. You know? All right, folks, we are live on the internet right now. If you go to 971freefm.com, 971freefm.com. And click on our picture. You can see a live shot of the studio. We're in the studio right now. Arsenio Hall is sitting here.
Gina,
he's the guy in all green.
Yeah. Gina was just telling me that there are like three people watching on the web, and one is Al Gore.
Wow. Ooh.
So that counts for
$100 million. We were doing an all green show here. All right. It is a hellish time in the economy right now. You don't want to blow $20 on a movie that sucks. Anything out there worth seeing other than what I went to see the last weekend, which is that Panda movie, Kung Fu Panda, one of the best movies I've seen in my life. It really is. Jack Black, to me, is a superstar.
Oh, he's talented.
Yeah, I would see anything that guy's in.
And he's versatile. He does a lot.
Very natural.
He's a musician. He's an actor.
Right.
I love him.
The only disappointment you're going to see in Panda, in Kung Fu Panda, is all of the actors are terrific. They're all sensational, with the exception of Angelina Jolie, who plays the tiger. It sounds like she's reading the lines off of a script, and nobody's giving her any direction, or she's not taking any direction. And everybody else is acting circles around this lady. So when you hear
an animated project, Tim, you perceived all, you get all that?
Oh, yeah. Go see the movie, and when the tiger talks, you're like, what the Christ? Who is this? Yeah, my daughter's like, I don't want that tiger toy from McDonald's. She can't act.
John Voight will never call her now.
All right, let's talk to Richard in North Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, guys. What's up?
All right.
Hey, I wanted to say the Hulk was really awesome. I seen that this weekend, and that was really cool.
The special effects are pretty good, huh?
The whole entire movie in general, I mean, the plot and everything, the graphics, it was a way different thing than part one.
Wait, so it's much better than the first one?
Yeah.
But did the first one do anything? Was the first one popular?
No, the first one's kind of...
That's
a
tough sell to Hollywood. The first one doesn't do well, and you're like, I'm going to make the second one.
Well, it wasn't a sequel. It was a remake of a movie they made 6 years ago.
Oh. Ah, that's still a tough sell.
The caller, how old is the caller?
Yeah, how old are you, dude?
24.
See, he don't remember Bill Bixby.
Yeah, doesn't at all.
Yeah. The Incredible Hulk was actually on television.
Oh, yeah.
Those effects were Target, very Walmart kind of effects.
Hey, Richard, when you go to the movies and you want to see what's playing, how do you decide what theater to go to and what time and everything? How do you get the information?
Well, I have a pretty good one by my house, so I just usually go to that. But the one that you went to, the Arclight?
No,
missed the question. You got
When you're at home and you try to figure out what movie's playing where and what time, how do you figure that out?
Just go to movies.com and then, whatever movie I want to see. And,
very good. Yeah. All right, thanks, buddy. Yeah, they have made it much easier to see movies.
Yeah.
You go to the internet, buy your tickets.
See where I'm at?
You can print them at home.
I'm down with my man.
Yeah, look at that.
Movie phone.
Movie phone, man. I have it in my
favorites under the little heart on AOL.
Yeah.
I have movie phone.
Is that right?
And I have bigbooty.com, which is something else totally.
All right, Sean in Michigan. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Hey, first I want to say, Arsenio, you're really pimping that green tonight. You're looking good.
You can see that all the way from Michigan, huh?
I'm worried about this webcast.
What part of Michigan are you in?
I'm near Kalamazoo in a little town called Otsego.
Oh, you know what? I don't mean to interrupt you on your show. I know you haven't been able to talk since you started letting me come in. I was a magician when I was a kid, and once a year the magicians gather in a little town called Colon, Michigan. And this is not a joke, Tim. And there's no, there's no sphincter, Michigan. Colon, Michigan, a real town. We had a magic convention there, Abbott's Magic Company, and it was near Battle Creek. Am I near your area?
Somewhere. But that's probably about a 30-minute drive from here.
Yes. Do you know where the magic shop is in Colon, Michigan?
I think that's closed down now.
You know, if you were ever in Colon, Michigan, uh-huh, when you were there with all your other magic buddies.
I was hanging out with, as a child, I hung out with Blackstone Jr.
Okay. Well, if you were there with Blackstone Jr., right, and a crime was committed.
Yes.
And you didn't do it, but Blackstone said you did it, you would be fingered in Colon.
Absolutely.
All right. So what do you got? What movie's worth seeing here, buddy?
I'm just going to have to go with Prince Caspian, only because it's something that you can take your entire family to, and it's a rewarding experience. It's a notch up from the first one, Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Much better film. The ending's a bit intense for younger kids, but I would definitely say that'd be the one I would take the family to see.
And that's in theaters now?
Yes.
By the way, our callers are very good. Did you hear that?
Yeah, they're very intelligent, even the ones from Michigan, man. Hey, how often do you listen to this show from Michigan?
This is actually the first time I've listened to your show.
How did you hear about the show?
I logged into stickcam.com, and it's being broadcast on there.
Oh, on Stickcam, yeah. STICKAM,
Man, CBS got to give me more money, man. We got all kinds of stuff going on.
You're talking about the Chronicles of Narnia, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I didn't put that together.
Prince Caspian is part two of that series.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right, I just looked that up. All right, buddy, you're a big stud. We're going to give you a family four-pack of tickets.
Great. Thank you.
Why did you laugh? Why did you laugh?
Because he's going to come out here to use them. Chivas USA battle the New York Red Bulls at the Home Depot Center June 28th. Can you make it?
I can try.
Wait, time out. We don't have anything that we can send nationally.
This guy's a first-time listener. We got to reward the man.
Like we don't have something. White Castle?
An autograph of Arsenio Hall?
That would be awesome.
All right, yeah. We'll give you that instead.
Or a starring role in Harlem Nights 2.
Right on.
Wow.
We got to send him a third shift hat or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll give him some John and Jeff gear.
Get his address. We will send him something that he can use in the Midwest.
Yeah, you'll enjoy yourself.
We don't have those things that send you to Chuck E. Cheese.
I think we used to have Chuck E. Cheese stuff, yeah.
Because that's national, right?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese is great.
Or is it Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's national, too. Yeah, Dave and Buster's for adults, Chuck E. Cheese for kids like you and me.
Oh, wait, my son said he wanted to go to Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, that's he's getting to that age, 7, 8 years old, yeah.
It's close to 45, 50.
Well, I think he's tired of Chuck E. Cheese by now.
Yeah.
He's burned out.
Hey, he
spent $1 million worth of coin tokens.
Tim, really quick question. Hooters.
Right.
I notice how they market it. They show families. Do you really, in the real world, do you take a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old to Hooters?
I don't anymore now that my daughter speaks.
Yeah. Oh, she's been though.
Oh yeah. My daughter? She was like 4 months old when she went.
I know she went to the She went to the racetrack while she still had placenta on her feet.
She's a Hootette. No, but she's been to the racetrack, she's been to Hooters. She's not been to the fully nude clubs yet, so everybody calm down. I'm not a
complete... I like Homer Atkins.
I know you do, baby. I'm not a complete degenerate. All right, folks, the movies that are out right now are the whole Kung Fu Panda, The Happening, You Don't Mess with the Zohan, Indiana Jones, and Sex and the City. That rounds out about the top six or so. What's worth seeing since tickets are so expensive? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Don't forget our email address. You can email us if you like. It is Conway Show.
Can they email me?
Sure.
Where do
Conway
I pick my,
Show.
Where do
we'll,
I pick
send
mine
it.
Up at?
We'll send it to you.
Conway. No, no, no. You're not reading my email and
no,
sending it to me.
Conwayshow at gmail.com. And if it's not too nasty, we'll forward it to
hey,
everybody.
Hey, y'all, don't send me nothing to him.
Conwayshow at gmail.com. And don't forget, we are live on the internet right now. If you go to 971freefm.com and then click on the picture, you can see a live shot, a live action shot of Arsenio Hall.
You know, Tim, I never did this when we were just on radio. This thing right here.
Right.
never did that.
But now that we're on video or on the internet, you're all
like
over
I
the place.
I feel like I have to be visual.
All right. Thanks to stickcam.com. STICKAM. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Yeah.
What movies are out there that are really worth seeing because their tickets are so expensive, gas is expensive, food is expensive. You don't want to get a bum movie in you. Let's talk
wait until the popcorn go up because of this Iowa flood,
yeah.
Man. Corn is going to be off the chain.
Martel in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
All right. What's up with what movie you recommend here or don't recommend?
Well, I don't have any good recommendations, but I'm going to tell you, do not go see the that one scary movie. What's it called?
Friday the 13th?
No.
Lohan, that scared the
Hawaii,
hell out of me.
Halloween?
The new one. Stop missing one.
Baby Mama?
Yeah, that's it. That's the new
Kung Fu Jason?
Son of Rambo? What movie, dude?
He's thinking about Lilies of the Field, I think.
We got to 11 o'clock. We'll just hang with you.
He went to a festival and saw Lilies of the Field.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, there's two scary movies, and what's the other one?
Street King?
He's less prepared for this show than I am.
You guys have had me at home for a long time. I already forgot what movie I went to go see.
Well, it's only 8:45, my brother. We
we'll
came
sit
on
here and wait for it. What movie was it?
What was it?
Oh, you must be talking about Hancock.
Hey, was it The Forgiven or something like that?
Nah, that's
Hancock.
Not a scary movie.
Is it Hancock?
It's a scary movie. Not the Strangers, the other one.
Oh, The Grocer's Son.
Hancock.
No, scary. Dude.
Love Comes Lately?
A scary new movie.
I just became a 7-year-old. Hancock.
All right, well, let's talk to Derek Hancock and Elisa Viejo. You're on with Martel. You want to give any help here?
Yeah, I think Artel's probably talking about the...
Hancock.
The Happening.
Ah!
Oh.
The Happening.
It was...
That's exactly what he meant.
Anything but Happening.
Not so Happening?
That's cute.
Horrible.
That's cute.
It's my... I have to tell everyone not to waste their money on this movie.
All right. Very good. Thanks, buddy. How about Paul in Canada? You're on 97.1.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Arsenio.
Dog.
What's going on?
What part of Canada are you in?
Ontario, actually, just outside of Ottawa, which is a place called Kingston.
Sure.
You've got great strip clubs up that way.
Yeah. Oh, and then you know it. They take the bottoms off here in Canada.
Yes, indeed, my brother.
I got to give another shout-out for Hulk 2. I went to see it tonight, and way better than the first one. A whole supporting cast of good actors, you know, actually A-rating actors. A couple cameos from Lou Ferrigno, a cameo from Bill Bixby, and a really good ending at the very ending, and just a real good movie. So, yeah, Hulk 2, but they showed some trailers, and Hellboy 2, and also Dark Knight, Batman 20 or whatever, 5 or 4. They look stellar as well. So don't we can't really call a good summertime blockbuster yet. It's still early. Hulk 2 right now, but Hellboy 2 coming out in July.
Excellent.
Were you
watching Stick Cam, and that's how you heard about the show?
You know it.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks
for coming on. Thanks for calling, man. We want you to see every night.
You got it, man. We'll try it every night.
All right.
Thanks.
Ironically, for those watching the webcast, I'm dressed like the Incredible Hulk,
like the Hulk.
Took a poopy on a stool after whipping somebody's ass. don't I look like a big Hulk turd or Magic Don Juan's pool boy? I'm not sure who I am, but it's nothing positive. It is nothing positive.
It's Conway and the Hulk turd.
That's good marketing, actually.
Oh, that's classic.
People will tune in at least once to find out what the hell's going on.
Eddie, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What's worth seeing out there, dude?
I love when my family calls. I love it.
What's going on, Arsenio?
What's up, dude? Arsenio That's yeah, flavor that doing
did,
it.
Did that just take you back?
Yeah, man.
Okay, listen, Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Good, man. Listen, Arsenio, remember 1988 Superfest at the Forum, Keith Sweat, The Deal, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Tina Marie.
I was so high, I didn't even know Tina Marie. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I remember that, man. That was
the
day.
Buddy, I was sitting right
square,
there.
Square, square biz.
Hey, Eddie, you've called us before.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have, because Randy just found a tape of you calling us before.
And I've got autism, too, and I'm loving it.
Boom. Oh. All right, let's talk to David in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
What is up, man?
Hey, man, what do you got out there? What's worth seeing?
All right, so Kung Fu Panda.
Oh,
it's a cartoon, but it's really, really good.
Yeah, it is sensational. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. I saw it last weekend with my dad and my daughter. And is it your opinion, though, that the woman who plays the tiger, Angelina Jolie, is not as good as the other actors?
I didn't really even pay attention to her. I paid attention more to Jack Black. Normally, I find him annoying.
Oh, is that right?
I guess it's his face, because since it was animated, I liked him.
Yeah, Jack Black. The people who did the animation for Kung Fu Panda.
Well, he not only was animated, but he was a panda, right?
Yeah, he was a panda. Yeah. And yet they captured all of his, like, comic, like, facial features and physical comedy within that character. And that character, was animated. It was unbelievable. I don't know who did the animation. I don't know who directed it. I don't know who wrote it or anything.
You're not getting
I'm like that kind of guy that goes, and stays for the credits. But that is a great goddamn movie.
Tim, and I've never seen you so excited about
it. I know.
It. Are
I
you
can't
getting
believe
some
it.
Kind of envelope from Jack
so.
Black with money in it?
Come on.
I've never seen you like this.
I know, but you know what? I hate movies.
Yeah.
And I hate going to movies. And when I see one that is sensational, that, my daughter is 2.5 and I can both enjoy at the same time, that is something different.
Gotcha.
All right, Arsenio Hall is with us. He's the biggest stud in Hollywood,
please.
According to
Stop saying
Arsenio
my name,
Hall.
Man.
During the breaks, he'll tell you that.
You make a brother blush. Stop saying my name.
Gina Grad is going to do news at 9 o'clock. And a little preview for us, Babin?
Well, it's a bad day to be a Laker and a worse day to be a Pearl Blossom rescue horse. This and more after the break.
I love that.
Look at that. There's a lot of comedians that are after that one.
Well.
Also, if you want to watch, if you want to hear a great top 10 list, right now, we're going to play the David Letterman's Top 10 List, the top 10 ways for the Mets to turn it around. Yes.
They called the brother
funny.
At 3 in the morning to fire him. You
yeah,
can't just fire a brother. You got to wake his ass up.
3 a.m., man. Yeah. He was probably up, though, with that sour stomach.
They had probably been beaten by the Angels. No, they won. They beat the Angels.
And then he gets the call.
And then they say, you up?
It's over.
Are you up? You're going to be up for a while. Looking for a job.
Now you're really going to be up. All right, Arsenio Hall is with us. Don't forget, go to stickcam.com. You can check us out. STICKAM.com. But better yet, it's easy also to go to our website, 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. And you can click and watch us live. And we're live right here on the internet. Tim Conway Jr. and Arsenio Hall live on 97.1 Free FM.